Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. In this session, I'll take you through an overview of PostgreSQL and MySQL database services on Azure, and also show you some of the capabilities that these services bring to you and really help you as you build applications. So let's dive in. The biggest piece really where we focused as we brought these services onto Azure is to make sure that we maintain the familiarity that you have about these services. So both PostgreSQL and MySQL database engines on Azure are community editions. So these are exactly the database engines that you have been using, and therefore you can use your existing tools, pgAdmin, for example, for Postgres, PSQL, and therefore just continue with your own style of working without changing that. At the same time, because this is in Azure, in the cloud, you get the advantages of a fully managed service, wherein you do not need to be worried about patching, about updating. We take care of that for you. And because you have the community edition with you, all the languages and frameworks that you have been working with continue to work here. Now, some of the key capabilities we have now started to bring in on top of these engines is really about scalability and high availability. So specifically on scalability, the ability to really scale to a much higher compute within seconds is there. So you don't have to really wait for hours when you suddenly have a huge load of customers coming in or users logging in. You can actually scale the service within seconds and make sure that your customers, your users, are getting the right experience. And as I said about high availability as well, high availability comes built in. So you don't need to do any extra configuration, replication. It's all built in, including the cost as well. And because these services are on Azure, you get the full advantages of the Azure ecosystem, which effectively means that if you want to, for example, add a cognitive service, add speech recognition, for example, add search API, all of that is very easily accessible. You don't have to write hundreds of lines of code. Just add an API of one of the cognitive services, and there you go. You start making your apps much more intelligent, as well as provide newer experiences to your users. And finally, you have got a very simple and flexible pricing model when much of what we talked about, like security, high availability, comes built in, and you can take advantages of that with no extra cost. So now that you have a good idea of what really these services bring in, let's dive in and take a look at a couple of capabilities in action. So let's get started with how to get an Azure account. All you need to do is to get to azure.com, and then you can get a free account, which also gets you an access to $200 credit. Additionally, once you're online, you can also look at the service pages for MySQL as well as PostgreSQL. And once you are on these pages, we have got documentation around how to get started, as well as using many of the popular services and tools that you are used to. So once you have an account, you can get into the portal, which I have opened here for myself. And here you can see my resources. Effectively, resources is a place where you bring in all the services which are relevant for a particular workload. For the benefit of us going through the process, I'll share with you how do you really create a Postgres service on Azure. All you need to do is to create a resource, and either you can come down and pick Postgres or MySQL, or you can go in here and you can search Azure database for MySQL or Postgres. Let's start with Postgres and create a new database. So the key things that you need for this is, of course, a server name. So let's do that. Connect Postgres 2017. And then you can use an existing resource group or a new one. I'll use an existing one. So I've got a resource group called Education. Let's find it and let's use it here. You, of course, need a login name. So let's put Connect 2017. And then let's put a password. Important to remember the password, because this will also help you connect with the other tools that you have. when you try to access this particular database. You can choose a location. Now, because we are on Azure, you'll see that you get multiple regions which are available to choose from. We currently have 16 regions, and just over the last couple of months, we have added multiple regions, and we will continue to add more regions as we go forward. And as I said, we use the community version, so you can see you have the latest 9.6 version available here for you to choose. And because this is a managed service, you can actually choose multiple SKUs based on what, say for example, a certain amount of storage, a certain amount of compute, and then you have got various kind of performance requirement. You can choose based on what really your application or your workload requires. And once you have made that choice, you just say, okay, and leave it for us to provision a database for you. And you can see that provisioning is already happening. Let's go through a database which I created already, which is this Connect Overview database. But what I want to show you are a couple of things. Say you use PSQL or you use PGAdmin. Now, how do you connect this database to the PGAdmin tool, and how do you start managing this Azure-based database through the PGAdmin? So I've got PGAdmin here. I go in here, and let's take a look. So I have no servers currently. I can create a new server and connect Azure to this particular tool. So what you see here is currently I've got three databases here, and let's try to create a new server first of all and connect this to Azure database for PostgreSQL that we have. So we of course need a name here, so let's write my PostgreSQL database. And let's go into connection, and all you need for the connection, as I said earlier, are the server name that you have here, so just copy and let's get it in here. And then what you need is the login name, which you can copy here, and then I get it in here. And of course, as I said before, you needed to remember the password for authentication, so I get in the password here, and hopefully everything is right, and hopefully this goes through perfect. So you can see that I've got the new database right here, and this is connected with the Azure database that I have. Now, all I need to do actually to test that is really create a database in here and see if that comes up when I go down here. So you have got three databases here currently, okay? And is it possible for me to directly create a database in here from PGAdmin? Let's test it out. So I go into and here, let's create a new database. And let's call it, say, new PGSQL DB, okay? And let's save it. So while this is happening, let me also show you how you can also do much of this through the Cloud Shell that we have here. Okay, so you can just go in here, and I've got a couple of commands here. So let me look at my commands, and you can actually go in, use these commands to actually start looking at, hey, get information about your database. So you can just connect here, and then all you needed to give was the resource group name, which is Connect Demo here, as well as the name of the database, which is Connect Overview. So you just give these basic information and you're able to get all the necessary information that you need to actually take it to a PSQL or to a PGAdmin to connect it back here. So you can work through this tool as well. And what you can do now is, because you have that information, if you use PSQL, all you have to do is actually call a PSQL command here, and you can actually connect directly to PSQL. So let's try that. So you come here, and you have, and let's use the password that we have, and let's see if it connects. It's already connected now. So you can see that directly it's connected to Postgres now, and using PSQL command now you can actually work through. Meanwhile, now that we have given some time to PGAdmin to connect the database, here you go. So you can see that the new PGSQL DB database is right here. So let's go back in here and let's look back again on Connect Overview. And when you go in here, if you remember, we had three databases and now we have got a fourth one added. So you can see here, new PGSQL DB. which is exactly the database that we created using pgAdmin. And not just that, within pgAdmin tool, you can see all these four databases that have been created, they're right here, so that you can go in and you can actually manage these databases right from the tool that you are familiar with. The last thing I wanted to call out, really in terms of what you can do once you are on Azure, is that build in new delightful experiences into your applications, whether it be cognitive services like speech or search through APIs without writing many, many lines of code. So I hope you saw how we are bringing the community edition of Postgres and MySQL together with fully managed capabilities of a service in Azure. As we go forward, you'll get to see many of these in other deep dive sessions on Channel 9. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Bye-bye.